From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. We begin with a surge in the deadly violence in Afghanistan. Three explosions in Kabul Saturday hit the funeral of a senator's son, killing at least 10 people. The senator's son was killed on Friday. The funeral attack came as a large portion of Kabul is on lockdown following protests Friday that continued into Saturday. At least four Afghans were killed Friday when protesters demanding better security clashed with riot police. Public anger has been mounting since a devastating truck bomb explosion early this week at the beginning of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, one of the worst attacks since 2001, killed 90 people, wounding more than 400 others. The head of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, Scott Pruitt, is applauding President Trump's decision this week to withdraw from the historic climate agreement.
The president made a very courageous decision on behalf of America. He put America's interest first with respect to environmental agreements and international discussions. He heard many voices, voices across a wide spectrum of vantage points, and the president made a very informed and, I think, thoughtful and important decision for the country's benefit.
Pruitt acknowledged that global warming is a real phenomenon and that human activity contributes to it in some manner. The voting is underway in the southern African nation of Lesotho. Lesotho is voting Saturday for the first time, make that the third time in 5 years. A March no confidence vote prompted the prime minister to call for snap parliamentary elections instead of stepping down and ceding power to the opposition that voted him out. The election is essentially between two powerful coalitions that have bitterly fought for power since 2012. In Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of